Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Why you gotta do me like that?
Oh, why?
Niggas out the pill with no bell.
Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. That's why. Fucking Jadakiss had a lot of questions, nigga. Yeah. But Jadakiss was fed up writing that shit, yo. He was getting everything.
Why did Bush knock down the towers?
I was like,
why the 75 guys live vicinity rhymes? And why you gotta nine to five?
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Why you gotta do 75% of your time? Why the rappers live 75% of their rhymes? Huh?
Nigga had all his questions.
Every single
they
question.
They got a group of ragamuffins from the hoods and motherfucking.
He never forgot any of them.
Singing sentiments. No, you already know it's a good move when, you know, like when hood rapper niggas do the move where they get the where they bring the kids on.
Yeah, yeah, where they get the kids and they clapping.
Yeah. Oh, they don't know. Well, yeah, that was a fun first minute. What's going on, everybody? You already know what it is. It's another week. Which means there's another episode
as well.
Of the greatest motherfucking podcast on the planet. The third time's a charm. We had two stutter stops. Technology can't hold real niggas back,
though.
It
sure can't.
These niggas can't hold me back.
Exactly. Exactly. You already know what that means. It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, it is.
Episode 48. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which means, you know, just 48, like the 48 laws of power. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The fuck nigga manifesto.
Fuck nigga manifesto.
Duh. I remember when I first.
That came out like during the wake up now times, right?
Yeah, yeah. When niggas, you know, niggas thought they were like, oh, money can make money?
Niggas turn $2 into $5 and put CEO in their bio.
Yo, niggas. Sell a pair of sneakers and be like, yo, I don't know how you niggas do this 9-to-5 shit, man.
I don't know how y'all do this 9-to-5 shit, nigga.
Man, you out here watching, motherfucking, are you adding to your kingdom, but you watching BET elections, huh? Huh? What's wrong with you? The kings and queens need to stand up and build your own pyramids and towers, eh?
My niggas. Like, what the fuck is you talking
that
about?
That's the worst thing Kendrick Lamar ever did.
Yeah,
N-E-G-U-S. Niggas. N-E-G-U-S.
Thanks, Kendrick. I love you, but what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, that's probably like your one flaw in your career.
Definitely.
Hey, yeah, that's your blemish right there.
Yeah, that's his blip on the radar. We'll let it slide, though.
But what's going on, everybody? It's another week. Real quick on the 48 laws of power, real quick before I introduce that. I remember when I first started reading that shit, and then a girl asked me, she like we was talking, I was like, what books are you reading? Because I was like, you know, to seem intellectual, so because that's attractive, I think.
Yeah.
So I was like, we'll if I read, maybe you'll fuck me.
Sapiosexual.
Yeah.
Sapiosexual.
I'm feeling the sapiosexual bitches. Oh, man. Like, yeah.
The Jones and Carrot walk with rocks in their pockets and shit.
Like, yeah, bitch, pull your pants down. Shut up. I know you listen to alternative music.
Pull your pants down.
Shut up. You got a Tumblr too? Yeah, I got a meat show.
I got to make one. I got a meat show.
Be like Blueface. Shut the fuck up and suck this dickhead.
Where's the meat?
Nigga. Yeah. Whatever. Oh, you watch anime too, huh? All right. Look this gooch. I was telling her, I was like, yeah. And she was like, what kind of books are you reading? I'm like, hey, right now I'm reading, like, you know, The Alchemist, which is one of my favorite books. I'm reading 48 Laws of Power. She was like, 48 Laws of Power?
She shamed you?
And I was like, is this bitch book shaming me right now? Are you literary shaming me right now, bitch?
Literary
shaming. But I shook it off. Yeah. But then I went to my sister. Mm-hmm. Also, side note, shout out to my sister. It's her birthday today.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Also, shout out to DMX. It's his birthday today.
Yes, it is.
So, Jasmine, you just learned that. I love you. Happy birthday. I went to my sister about this. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, have you ever heard anything about 48 Laws of Power? She was like, ugh, that book? That's the book that fuck niggas be reading, act like they smart? I'm like,
Yep, that's it.
So after I finished the book.
So after I read it three times.
You know what's something wrong with that book? You know 50 Cent rewrote that book and added two laws and called it the 50 Laws of Power?
No, he didn't.
I swear to God. Go into it.
That's how you know it's a bad book.
I mean, you go on Amazon right now and you can find The 50 Laws of Powers by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. It's right next to his power script.
It's called the 50th law.
The 50th law.
Man, 50 Cent.
I want to know if he skipped 48 and went right to 50.
Definitely did.
He did. He wasn't lazy. He wasn't smart enough to do 48, 49, 50.
Straight to the law.
He just straight to 50th law.
Straight to the law that had anything to do with
straight
him.
To keep playing, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Man. You know what's funny? I know a dude who read that book at a job, and he was like he started out as like one of the line level associates, I guess you could say. And then this nigga read the book.
Was this at UPS?
No. This is a different trampoline park. Well, it was the same but different, I guess.
Yeah.
So he read the 48 Laws of Power. And he just started out as like a regular manager.
He tried to apply his 48 Laws of Power to the trampoline park.
He did it and became the GM. It was the most reckless shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, I read this book called 48 Laws of Power. He's telling me about it. He's like, yeah, that's how I do what I did. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what did you do? Like, what? That was some odd shit.
You know what's funny?
He was like 21.
The book itself, you know, every mad nigga is going to check out 48 Laws of Power now.
Yeah, I was about to say, we just plugged the fuck out of him.
Plugged the fuck out of him. The book itself isn't bad. It's just the way niggas apply it to be manipulative. Yeah. Manipulative.
Yeah.
Is what makes it a fuck nigga book. But I digress.
Yeah.
You already know who it is. It's Big Mike in here.
LZ.
And that third voice you've probably been hearing peppered in and out, snickering and snackering and bickering and backering. You've heard about him.
Dr. Seuss,
nigga? Not exactly. If Dr. Seuss was Haitian and from Irvington, those books would be real different.
Yo, imagine that.
Oh, the places you can go until dark. One fish, two fish, blood fish, grape fish. Oh, it'll be like, I can't eat them, Sam. I ham, beef ham, beef eggs and ham. Beef, you know. Halal
because you know. Oh man, shout out to all the Muslims.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, you know what I mean. But you already know, that's our boy that's been helping us. We've been mentioning him lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's our man Dalvy Dal from the illustrious Dalvin Digital Design.
The illustrious.
What's
like,
going on,
like
pimp?
You go to HBCU or something.
Oh, it's good.
Yes, that's all he could come up with. You know what I mean, Dalvin, you know, you might hear him pepper in and out from there, you know. You might hear him, you know. That's who that is.
Yep.
Shout out. Also, always want to give him a big shout out because he's really been helping us out a lot lately. Mm-hmm. As far as the projection and growth of the podcast, things we want to see this podcast do going forward, you know. As far as
Murder Ain't, yeah, he Irv Gotti. All right, Mike, who are you? If he's Irv Gotti, who would you want to be?
I'm Black Ta.
Okay.
No. I'm Ashanti's underwear.
About to say, I think I would definitely be who was the other nigga that not Ja Rule. Who was Ja Rule's man's?
Probably thinking Black Tie.
Was it Black Tie? I think that's
the
who I am.
Big black nigga?
Yeah, I think that's who I am.
It's probably
about.
Him,
yeah.
Black Tie.
Yeah.
So yeah, Irv Gotti, Black Ja Rule, Black Tie, Ashanti's underwear. Dream team.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Ashanti in her underwear. God,
Ashanti just keeps getting finer and finer.
She just keeps.
She is. Oh. Like, if she could make some quality music, she would really be out here. Like, but I'm pretty sure her songs that she's been putting out.
I would sniff every chair she's ever sat in.
You suck a fart out her butt?
Yeah. Come on, that's child's play. Nigga, like it was motherfucking air candy. Air candy. Right, nigga, if air had taste.
It was booty sweat.
Booty sweat?
Yeah.
What?
You ever heard of that before?
No.
It's like booty sweat, like coming a kid.
Excuse me.
That's from that movie Tropic Thunder. That's what that is.
Booty sweat.
Yeah. The rapper dude Al Pacino.
And it was like, oh yeah, yeah. And he made a
signature drink. It was called Booty Sweat.
Yeah, I see that.
And then he had a candy bar called Bust a Nut. So it was like, you drinking on that booty sweat and busting a nut? And then that was that. Yes. Turn that up.
Oh, so it's actually up all the way since it came out like 2009, so the volume's a little low. It's Brandon T. Jackson at his finest.
So that was Brandon T. Jackson.
What happened to him? Damn, he disappeared for real.
So basically, this is how it sounded.
Wow.
Al Pacino's booty sweat. Popping ass open. Booty sweat and bust a nut bars available at concessions now.
So, yeah.
So why did that movie never should have existed?
Thanks for that little tidbit, Dalve.
Because what's his name was doing blackface in that?
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Okay, he did.
He did.
But
it was funny, though.
It was funny, and it was. There was meaning to it.
You limp dick fuck him?
He said, I could get him some greens here. I could grab some of those greens and make some good catfish. Get in the river, get some catfish. Hey, now, huh?
That shit was fucking racist, bro. We let it go. He said, you limp dick fuck him? Yeah, we.
He said,
that shouldn't have happened.
No, it should
have. That shouldn't have
been.
No, I don't want to cancel.
I feel like
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, we can't cancel.
Avengers
like,
is about to come out, nigga.
That's not even Robert Downey Jr., nigga. That's Iron Man, okay?
Yeah, nigga, that's I'm not about to get Tony Stark out of here,
Tony
nigga.
Stark, come on, son. Exactly. It's not happening.
I'll get T'Challa's ass out of here way before Tony Stark, nigga.
In fact, T'Challa's a new nigga. I don't know that nigga.
Yeah, I don't know that nigga.
You ain't put in work, nigga.
I just met you last year, motherfucker.
What work you put in? Hella movies out before that, though. Even though...
Who, Black Panther?
Yeah, the Black Panther nigga.
Like, are you talking about the actual actor?
Yeah, he played
Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman.
He played James Brown in a movie.
Yeah, he was James Brown. He played Jackie Robinson.
Bro, he played every black figurehead.
Yeah, basically.
Nobody watched those movies.
No.
I saw the James Brown movie. That shit was fire.
Nigga, I already know how James Brown's story ends.
Nah, you gotta see the whole thing, though. That shit.
Nigga, I wanna see T'Challa.
T'Challa. Nah, if you haven't seen the James Brown movie, definitely watch it. It's just long as fuck. It's a good one, though.
But, damn, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I was talking about,
I don't know.
No,
I can't even tell you.
No, we was talking about. Thank you for that little tidbit about Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah.
And the booty sweat.
Oh, booty sweat. But what were we talking about before that?
48 Laws of Power.
Oh yeah. How the fuck did we?
We talking about. Oh shit.
Now you see how shit goes.
See how this
goes.
Yeah.
You see how this works.
I
don't. It
never does.
It does, but it doesn't.
It doesn't.
We welcome you to the podcast.
There it is.
It is going to be a great podcast.
This shit funny already.
Yeah. It's know.
It's a ride.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster ride. Now, I mean, just put your seatbelt on and
enjoy.
And enjoy the shit.
So what we got going first, man? I know it's a lot of
yeah. Even though we just dropped on Friday,
did we?
Yeah,
was that Friday?
Yeah, that was Friday. So this is like a quick turnaround.
Yeah, but even though it was such a quick turnaround,
a lot happened. Like,
a lot went down.
Like with the whole Tory Lanez and Royce the 5'9" thing.
All right. So do you want to tackle R&B niggas wilding out first?
Yeah,
want to tackle.
Yeah, we'll go from R&B niggas wilding out to Tory Lanez wilding out.
Okay. Because I mean, this is, they are all
we've already talked about the R&B thing a little bit last episode. If you haven't heard, there was a whole King of R&B beef, right? Started up by Jacquees, who is mid, okay? He has good songs, but as an R&B artist, the nigga is mid, right?
Right.
So he makes the claim that he's the King of R&B. So this nigga runs into Keith Sweat over the weekend. If you don't know who Keith Sweat is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, line it up.
All right, so Jacquees, aka Lil Wayne's weed holder.
Yeah, essentially.
I got a beef with you, bro. I don't know. All right, so was this at a show that he saw R. Kelly?
It looked like,
not R. Kelly, Keith Sweat.
It looked like they were at a show because Keith Sweat had like his own room, and then Jacquees is kind of like in the hallway.
Okay, I'm trying to look up the clip, so I
it was I weird. I don't know where. I didn't see any footage of the show. I don't know what they were doing. But basically, I guess it was somebody from TMZ, and they were kind of like asking Keith Sweat about the question. I mean, about like who's the king of R&B. And Keith Sweat started to give his 2 cents. And then fucking Jacquees' little ass comes up barking like a chihuahua, talking about how he's how Keith Sweat was the king of R&B, but he's the king of this generation, ages 16 to 25.
All right, hold on.
I don't know why.
I'm about to play this. Please.
He gave like a... Yeah, go ahead, play that.
I'm about to play this idiocy right now.
Yeah, he gave it.
All right. Thank you, TMZ.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Keith. I got a question for you, man. Real quick. So you are the king. You were originally the king. No. You were originally the king. So are you passing down the torch?
This the king from back then. I'm the king from right now. This Keith Sweat. Big Sweat.
But it's Big Queen. Hold up. I'm still getting that bag. I don't know what
you're talking. He getting a bag, but 16 to 25 is my generation. I'm the king.
Are you willing to pass the torch?
Ain't no torch to pass.
But when Jacquees said what he said, he like just walked away in the most disrespectful. It was just wild.
You know what that's like? Do you know what that's like? That's like motherfucking Rakim doing a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then motherfucking, let's say somebody like
Juice WRLD,
somebody that's not completely terrible, but nowhere near like, nigga, what are you doing? Let's say Rakim's doing a show. No, that's like somebody from Wu-Tang doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface Killer.
Yeah.
Doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking it. Killing it. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves
it. He's got Raekwon out there. They're doing Only Built for Cuban Links. He's Tony Starks. You know what I mean? They're doing Heaven and Hell. Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, right? He's coming off. He's dripping the sweat off his body. You know what I mean? A TMZ guy comes up. And you know who comes up and has something to say? Fucking Red Cafe.
Red Cafe.
Red Cafe.
Out of all the niggas,
he comes in and says, yo, you know that nigga, yo, Rick, listen, Tony Stark, man, he was cool. Ghostface, protect your neck, all that was great.
That was amazing.
But me, Snap Your Fingers, Volume 17? Is what's popping right now. Like the goal. And then don't even. He barely. This motherfucker, this short midget bitch, barely looked at Keith Sweat in his eye.
Yeah, he didn't even look at him. He didn't look at him. That
he
was the most.
He barely looked him in the eye and then was.
He
like,
was looking at the camera the whole
said,
time.
I'm the king and then walked off.
Yeah, he was just pointing behind him like, yo, this nigga behind me.
This old nigga behind me. This ancient. Like,
this ancient fuck nigga here.
Like, this nigga said, he made Make It Last.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Make It Last Forever.
And nigga said, like, nigga, it's
you
way.
Yeah.
No. All right, so I'm going to just get. So, Jacquees.
Yeah.
First of all, you have some nerve.
Yeah. A whole lot of it, actually.
I really don't understand where any of this came from. Like,
yeah, I don't know why he's so cocky.
It has to be because
of this trip thing, bro.
I don't know if all that shit went to his head.
I don't know
if people like your remixes a lot and you think you're going crazy. But let me be clear with you. You have max 2 good projects. Yeah. I'm really saying one.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a little bit
that of... That Mood mixtape, I'll never take that away from you, nigga.
Yeah, that was good.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, and then one of the Queen mixes.
And one of the Queen mixes. I don't listen to them. But I'm going off of Man LZ because I trust his musical acumen.
Yeah, one of them.
So one of the Queen mixes. Me, just Mood. and then, like, other than, like, you don't have no songs that have charted past 50.
Yeah,
I think his highest charting song was like 60 something.
Yeah, I don't know how far Bed made it. Bed was the one, though.
And, and Bed was really kind of like a go off of an Avant record.
Yeah.
So, anything original you have made hasn't gone past the whatever. But he hasn't charted past, I'm saying, at least 50. I think last time I checked, it was like 67 was Bed was the highest charted at.
I can't imagine it being much higher than that.
And that's his biggest single. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, that's strike.
He has another one called You, but even so, that one's...
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a good song. That's off his, I guess, his most recent album. It was on the Billboard charts for 7 weeks, peaking at 69.
Yeah, right. You haven't gone to, you're not even in the top half of the 100 charts, and you're the king of R&B, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you got some nerve. You have some nerve. And then, not only do you say that with such wild boastfulness that I'll never get, you going from a nigga that's done it.
Yeah.
For years.
Years.
He might be the reason your motherfucking ass is walking this earth because your daddy skeeted in your mama.
To one of his songs, yeah.
To one of his, my body all over your body. Like, he's probably the reason you around here
because
you were swimming in your daddy's bowels, nigga.
Let's talk about the fact that Jacquees can't even really sing like that.
And you can't even sing like that.
his vocals ain't
even sing.
He ain't like no that. Avery Wilson.
So I'm trying to figure out what are your criteria. Is your criteria for R&B dreads and height loss? I don't know.
This nigga Jacquees' name is Rodriguez.
Black nigga named Rodriguez? No black Mexican nigga can be the king of R&B.
His name is Rodriguez.
Oh, nigga, really?
Why the fuck is his name Rodriguez? That's like when I found out
who. You don't listen to some bachata and fuck off.
Besame. That's like Julio Jones. What the fuck is his name? His name is Quintoris. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? His name is Quintoris Lopez Julio Jones. What the fuck?
Like motherfucking Jacquees is late for his quinceañera. I mean, get the fuck out of here. And you can't even sing. Like, you had the nerve to look at Keith Sweat and say, yeah, he cool. When we got no video of everybody laughing at you going,
Come on, dog. Anybody trying to hear that shit?
Like, your best work is copying off other niggas.
Yeah. That's what a lot of this R&B shit is. It's all... Not a lot of these niggas are original anymore. It's crazy.
At all. Like, and then you have, like, the king of R&B. What?
I don't think he realizes.
Maybe R&B... If R&B means ribs and beef, maybe. Maybe, nigga. Maybe. But not rhythm and blues. Not that R&B.
Ribs and beef. All right, bro. Listen, I don't get it. I mean,
Who does he think he is?
I don't know. He doesn't even have a better voice than a lot of these niggas.
When he wakes up out of his twin size bed, that feels like a queen to him because he's so small.
He's so tiny.
When he wakes up out of his twin queen,
his twin extra long,
and he opens and wipes the crust out of his eyes, and he hobbles over. To the bathroom.
Because he walks like a dwarf.
And yeah, you know. And while she gets the mythical fairy dust out of his eye, and he looks into that mirror, what the fuck does he think he's looking at? R. Kelly? Do you think you're looking at Chris Brown even?
Yeah, what do you think
you're looking at? Because you're definitely not looking at Jacquees.
You're definitely not looking at Rodriguez.
Not the one Maybe, yeah, you're looking at Rodriguez. That's who you're looking at, Rodriguez. Motherfucking Rico Suave. That's who you're looking at, nigga.
Nigga's name is Rodriguez Jacquees Bordnax.
Oh, Bornax.
Broadnax? Broadnax? Is that it? B-O-R-A-D-N-A-X. Broadnax. It ain't Broadnaw because there's no U or E.
That sounds like an evil robot.
I feel like Dr. Eggman. Yeah.
Evil Broadnax comes to destroy the world with E, 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 and or E, 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 E. Commence remix overload. I tried to run with my gun on safety.
Rodriguez, Jacquees, Broadnax. Broadnax, oh, whatever the
like
fuck.
Type of ACG.
Hey, yo, over here we got the beef of Broccoli Timbs. Over here we got the Rodriguez, Jacquees, Broadnax, Sevens. Over here we got the.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Get cracked. I'm like, yo, are those Broadnaxes? Oh, look at that nigga got the Broadnaxes. Oh, come you on, broke dog. Bitch.
Come on, son.
Bordeaux 7.
I don't know, man. I don't know who he thinks he is, but. Bordeaux 7. To me, I know we mentioned this before, but to me, the king of R&B, I don't know. I feel like it's a little, for this generation, quote unquote, 16 to 25 nigga, that throne is vacant. Because these niggas,
no, it's not.
These niggas ain't talking about nothing.
If you're going to choose one, it is a weird bracket. If you got to fill that seat for 16 to 25.
It's Chris Brown?
It's got to be CB.
Yeah.
And then Trey's a close second. Other than that, there's really nobody to talk about.
That was funny when. Songs and like Jay Holiday and all them niggas came out.
Did we talk about that video of Jay Holiday?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, because he made the video and the lady was in the background
asking him if he was valet.
Yeah, if he was valet, right. Yeah,
we talked about that.
We didn't talk about
that. No, well, let's talk about it now.
Yeah,
Jay Holiday. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't. Well, actually, real quick to go on the tank. I mean the Keith Sweat and Jacquees thing, they actually had an interview after that, and Jacquees apologized to that nigga. It was Jacquees, Tank, Big Tigger, and Keith Sweat. And Keith Sweat was like, well, nigga, I think you should apologize to me. And he was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, they ran up, they killed his ass up.
Yeah. They had to, because Jacquees was bugging.
Oh, okay.
He didn't mean it, though.
Well, still. I mean, all the slander still stands for you doing it in the first place. Yeah, imagine getting yoked up by Keith Sweat, though. Him and his turtleneck with the silver chain over.
Oh, he from Harlem. He's a real nigga.
Yeah. He'll slice you.
Yeah.
And then sing you a love ballad as you drift off to death.
As you bleed out.
Nigga, he's singing you soft notes as you bleed out on the floor. Nigga. Whoa. Everything's going black. Whoa.
Oh,
why don't you die forever?
Oh man, now I gotta listen to him. Definitely gonna listen to Keith Sweat Essentials tonight.
Yeah. Go crack open that playlist. But now that video of Jay Holiday when he was talking about the King R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking lady went up to him and was like, "Are you valet?"
Are you valet? He was like, "You think I'm valet with this Gucci coat on?" I was like, what the fuck is going on?
A lot of valet niggas with Gucci coats on. Yeah. That doesn't completely absolve you.
Like downtown Newark, Wyatt Inn or something.
Yeah, come on,
have a very valet appearance about you.
Yeah, nobody knows who the fuck you are.
You light skinned, but still dusty looking.
Yeah,
like,
that's.
I don't know why he never.
He only had what? He had about three songs.
Bed, Suffocate.
Bed, Suffocate, and he had another one.
That's Suffocate.
There was one more.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Trey Songz killed his career.
He did, because they was beefing, right?
They came out at the same time.
It's like, Yours.
I don't even know.
Yeah, Jay Holiday had a song called It's Yours. That was a good one.
That one.
Yeah, well.
That's a lot of niggas should have popped, but yeah, like,
a lot of them like that.
It's hard. It's hard to do it and then keep going and like. Cause it's all about what if niggas like you or not. Yeah. Like you don't that have was, no say in the matter when you are artist. Yeah,
but that was kind of like when R&B was really popping like that. That was like 2006.
That was Usher time.
Yeah, it was Usher time. But also that was around the time when there was also a lot of one hit wonders still. Mm-hmm. So a lot of niggas were like that. Like that started the one hit wonder thing kind of started like in the 80s, 90s. There was a lot of one hit wonders, and it's kind of continued to like the mid 2000s. Yeah, Hurricane Chris, like, yeah, like Jaquan. Yeah, there's a lot of niggas like that, and then there's a lot of R&B, and that's just rap.
Mike Jones had a little,
yeah, he had a little. That's just rap though. Like, there's a lot of one hit wonder R&B people. So
now I gotta look at what's some one hit wonder R&B niggas.
Fucking Tiffany Evans. Remember her? She made the Promise Ring song. Remember Promise Ring?
Who made that song Official Girl?
Official Girl?
Now, wasn't that Jamie Foxx?
No, Official Girl.
Oh, that's Digital Girl.
Yeah, that's Digital Girl.
Like Official Girl.
Cassie? Willow Wayne?
Oh, that girl.
Oh, yeah, that was Cassie.
Heard It All Before.
Yeah, Sunshine Anderson. Yeah.
Yup.
Nigga, there's so many of them. Like, that was like that early 2000s, man, when R&B was really still popping. They was like, boop, boop.
One song.
Yep, that's it.
A million hits on one song.
That's it, baby. Chalk it up. That's lit though. I wish I could hit like a one hit wonder and just.
You say that until you like 50.
Yeah.
And niggas just remember that bop from 97.
And niggas asking you for money that you don't have anymore.
Nigga, you trying to just go to sleep, nigga, and then.
Hell, sing it for me.
Yeah.
Remember when you was a kid and it was like, do that dance you do.
Yeah, do the dance.
But you doing it at 50.
That's like niggas.
It's not cool. That's not cool no more.
Yeah, I guess.
Do the
yeah, Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever, right?
This shit forever, right?
80 years old.
Yeah, that's how I feel for Shiggy. That's coming.
It's
coming.
The Shiggy's time and came and went. If you
Kiki, do you love me, right? Kiki, you love me?
Shiggy's done. He got what he got to do at this point. He got to relax for a little bit. Yeah, he's got to chill for a minute.
I think all he need to do, honestly, just get caught up in some, you know, some nice old. You know, some sex trafficking.
Excuse me? What the fuck?
That's what gets you. Nothing gets you popping like some sex scandals. You understand?
Yeah. I mean, a scandal. A
nice little scandal.
Racketeering?
Start
Jesus
dating
Christ.
Blac Chyna or something.
Yeah, now if you start dating Blac Chyna, that might be a good look. Her and her skin bleaching ass.
Yo, yo.
You seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, she's out in Nigeria selling skin bleach.
Oh, you yes. seen that African niggas trying to pick
her
up?
Mm-hmm. Trying to talk to her in the club. And she was like, no.
like you got stench.
How low can you go? Like that's
the lowest.
Is that the lowest?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
We're doing that now.
You gonna slander Lil' Kim?
Damn. For real?
Well, I mean, she was looking a little crazy.
I was just watching one of R. Kelly's old.
No.
Videos,
yeah.
And she was on it.
I refuse to be like, this is where we're doing now.
Listen, man.
Are we really?
What?
Lil' Kim shaming?
Lil' Kim shaming? Like, and
I mean, I'm not shaming. I'm just
shit, she doesn't look good. Like,
how much Botox?
She's not the belle of the ball, but, like.
Is that that's the standard. Well, not the standard, but the rock bottom. You know, like, when you off the bikini bottom, but to, like.
She's bottom, in rock bottom?
She's in rock bottom.
Listen, man. But listen. I don't think she's worth. I can't understand your accent. Nah, but I think Blac Chyna's a little worse because she's out here actually.
Damn. Oh, here we go again.
Wait, so you say she's worse?
I think Blac Chyna's worse. She's actually selling like her look.
Are we doing just terms of looks or overall
like performance
as a per. And Blac Chyna's definitely lower because she has no talent.
Yeah, she has no talent and she's a piece of shit.
Wait, what does she do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
If you have to ask that question.
Exactly. You know what little
she does. She does nothing. She just gets pregnant.
No, literally, what did she get famous for?
Originally, she was just a model.
Renting out her vagina to the highest bidder.
That sounds like Airbnb.
Yeah, she's just a model.
Her pussy's an Airbnb.
Yeah, Blac Chyna's vagina is an Airbnb.
There it is.
Niggas rent that shit out, sleep in it, put a baby in it, and leave.
Damn,
that's your tip.
Because literally, she was
is a baby.
She was a video girl, and that's where Tyga got her from.
Oh,
I guess.
Tyga.
Yeah, Tyga.
You know it always.
Tyga was the one that put her on the map because he was dating her for a minute.
Realize how all these Hollywood niggas related.
Yeah,
they always mess with like the same four girls. Which
you see how
I'll never understand.
You see what's his name? Safari is with fucking Eric. Is it Eric Amin?
Is it Eric?
I don't know.
Like so one of them loving hip hop Jones.
Like that family tree for like Travis Scott and Kanye is weird. Like
yeah,
that shit. Like hey, that's your
mm-hmm. cousin. Yeah, they're all like
your
cousins,
brother, cousin, uncle.
Yeah,
sister,
like Blac Chyna, Rob and Tyga got the same baby mom, and Travis Scott and Tyga got the same baby mom. Or we're dating the same girl.
It's why. It's like, just, them cookouts
know. It's
are gonna be weird.
It's very weird. I don't
very know. Weird. Very weird cookouts.
Yeah.
What else do we got? I know we've been all over the place.
Yeah. Well, we were going to talk. Oh, Tory Lanez.
Oh, another wildin' ass.
Because this nigga was wildin' out on fucking Royce da 5'9". I don't know. Honestly, I really don't care about either one of them, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, but what was going on? I guess Tory Lanez or Royce da 5'9" had said something. No, they asked Royce da 5'9" who won the beef between Joyner Lucas and Tory Lanez.
Yes.
That is the most irrelevant sentence I've ever said in my life. But
word.
Somebody asked Royce da 5'9" if Tory Lanez beat Joyner Lucas, and all he said was no.
All he said.
He literally just said no.
Was no.
And then Tory Lanez went on to say, let me see if I can find
him and his Rogaine need mass.
He said, Tory Lanez responded by writing, "That's why you rappity ass niggas always had the wrong conception of a W. Shows why y'all careers look how they look now."
And I understand. And then I have a question. Tory Lanez, who are you to comment on the status of somebody's career?
I don't know.
You're not like some superstar that's blowing up somewhere. Yeah, like,
I don't know why he took it that way.
Yes, you're more relevant than Royce da 5'9" right now.
But
that's like,
I don't know.
That's, pick your battles, my G. Pick them and pick them well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Niggas don't know how to choose their battles these days. They just
at all.
Mad at anything. And then Tory Lanez said, no, I'm sorry. Then Royce da 5'9" said, he made it clear that he wasn't dissing Tory with his opinion. He responded and said, "No need to get upset, little homie. I thought yours was dope, too. Somebody like you disrespecting somebody like me is ridiculous, though. I'm going to let you slide because you're new." New in quotation marks. Mm-hmm. So then Tory Lanez gets on Twitter, right? Ain't nobody scared of Rolls 57 lyrically. "I deleted my comment because I'm not going to keep acting like my nigga Joyner didn't do his thing. The old nigga kind of had a point. What I said came off like some hating shit. People are allowed to think anybody
allowed wrong." A-L-O-U-D.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah, I had a hard time reading that.
A-loud.
So even when he's kind of apologizing, he's condescending and being an asshole.
How do you apologize?
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. And then Royce says, "My nigga, if you're trying to get your motherfucking ass beat, you're doing everything right. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because you're Canadian. Now go play somewhere before I get upset."
Yeah, what's wrong with these Canadian niggas?
I don't know. Canadian niggas have a
lot of it's something wrong. It's something wrong with, like, I don't know if this is American arrogance. The only niggas that's not American that I would be afraid of,
yeah,
niggas from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
From the actual Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like Jamaica.
Yeah.
Haiti. Those places. Like, maybe even Africa.
Yeah.
The right part. Yeah, definitely them savages out in Africa.
Yeah.
Somalia, them niggas are animals.
Yeah, them niggas are crazy.
Now, I'm not scared of no Canadian nigga from Canada.
From Canada?
Come on, man.
You're from maple syrup land?
Nigga, that was Australian. What the fuck?
If you don't give me a thick piece of bacon and go somewhere, nigga.
And go and beat it, nigga.
And then them and British niggas, I'll never. Like, a British nigga could have a gun to my head, and I'll still chuckle at his accent. He's like, "Are you having a laugh, bruv?" I'm like, "Yes, I am, my nigga."
Skeptic.
So, yeah, skeptic gigs. Yeah, whatever, nigga.
I can't.
And then...
And then,
Tory Lanez replied with like the funniest, all right, literally, okay, this might be one of the funniest things I heard all year.
It was pretty funny.
He said, "Easy, Mr. Muscle Milk."
I'm like, what?
"Easy, Mr. Muscle Milk. Don't let your gym workout and the fumes in the air start confusing your mind. Old ass nigga talking about before he get upset on Twitter. Fuck you finna do? Fight me through emojis and text? Nigga, suck my dick." Young nigga world.
Hashtag young nigga world.
Hashtag. And that just didn't scream ignorance.
Oh my goodness. And then Royce da 5'9" said, "All right, cool. Remember, you said it, not me." Honestly, Tory Lanez ain't afraid of this nigga, dog. Because, for one, even if they run into each other, nothing is going to happen.
I doubt that.
Nothing's going to happen. And Tory Lanez knows that. He knows that. What's going to happen? Tory Lanez got security, nigga. He's the same size as me. With a very big head. He's not fighting anybody. He's an easy target.
I understand that. But I definitely wouldn't put it past Royce da 5'9" to at least try to attempt to get at this nigga.
He too old for that shit.
Niggas from, no.
He's from Detroit. I get it.
The niggas from Detroit.
I get it. I know.
Them niggas are savages. I know. Out there.
I know. Trick Trick and them. All right, bet.
Okay.
It's not going to happen, though.
Hey, man.
It's the industry.
If they run around when, and they in the same.
Tory Lanez is never going to get caught slipping in Detroit or anywhere like that.
Any nigga that plays basketball the way he does could get caught slipping.
He is pretty terrible at basketball.
So, any nigga with a dribble for him and a shot for him like he has.
Yeah.
But what career does Tory Lanez have to, like.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga mixtapes better than his album.
And just who are you to even. Like, Roy's been around for years. He's been in the game for years. Like, who are you to talk about careers? You ain't been here but a hot minute.
That's why Roy said he's a new nigga. Like, and he
niggas
really is.
Niggas debate about you anyway. Like, niggas don't know if they completely fuck with you or not. Nobody's 100% sold on you yet.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, if you have a bad year next year, you're out of here. Honestly.
He ain't really cemented in this game.
Nigga, if you're not cemented yet, nigga. If you don't put out nothing that's hits next year, there's a good chance that you are done.
Yeah.
Royce don't gotta rap for 4 or 5 years and niggas still know what it is with him. So yeah. I don't know, niggas just don't have where niggas don't do their research, niggas don't know who they talking to. They're not aware. I don't understand. They really need to. I don't know. I don't like to sound all get off my lawn old nigga type, but like
the young niggas are just weird. That's all.
Niggas
it is.
Are just yeah. Them niggas are just old. Them niggas are not old. Them niggas are just weird.
Yeah.
These young niggas are fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean it's been this way though. Like we started seeing this with the young niggas when they started coming up with like when Uzi and them and they didn't have no respect for like Tupac and shit. Or, like, any other rapper that came before them.
Right.
So.
I don't know. I don't know.
Just bumba. I don't know. Yeah, these niggas not. But listen, niggas is weird. But it is what it is. Did we talk about Kanye's tweets and how he was talking about Drake again? And how this whole beef?
No, we
Drake
didn't.
Has just said one thing to this.
He's not going to.
Okay.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't think Drake is going to say anything.
Okay.
We always end up talking about.
All right.
Well, because Kanye keeps doing shit. Like, he won't sit the fuck down.
Okay. I have a different perspective on the matter. It's been a long time since he said something even remotely worth agreeing with. Okay. Now, he's been problematic. Yes. Mm-hmm. He said some stupid shit. 100%. Absolutely. No question. Right? But let's not take away from the valid things that he's saying. Like, Drake's a fake piece of shit.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you know we knew that.
And a cornball to the highest degree. Okay, and the way Drake moves so funny, it's ridiculous. And like, it's never spoken about because he's Drake.
Yeah.
Because he has this like fame thing and this industry thing and this public perception thing down to a fucking science. He does. That's why when things like the story of Addie Don and those things happen where you reveal that he doesn't reveal things that he's not ready to reveal, that just shatters your whole plan. And now I think he's like in like basically trying to re-get his footing back from this moment. But, like, he operates like a nigga that knows he's untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
And that he knows he's untouchable and that he can do and say whatever he wants. But he knows that everybody's going to fuck with him at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like that nigga that, like, like a little kid that'll, like, bully you or, like, harass you. And then go behind his mom when you try to go and beat his ass.
Right.
He's like one of those type of niggas.
Like the rich kids.
Yeah, something like that. Like, he'll hide behind his mom when it's time to get payback, my nigga. So, you gonna talk about this nigga all year. You gonna slander this nigga. You gonna throw sneak this after sneak this after sneak this.
Yeah.
All year
nigga, rearrange the album for this nigga.
Rearrange the album. You basically dedicated a whole half of your album to dissing this nigga. And then you gonna have the nerve to ask for a clearance.
Yeah. Like, for a mixtape. I think he had a song.
Like, nigga, what the gall? Like, you being cool, like, you being all this bravado in public and then in private, you want to be on some, yo, man, I need that say what's real. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, go fuck yourself. Number one. Now, that's my main thing about it. Number two, the whole, that's why it's so hard to defend Kanye, because he'll have one good point,
yeah,
but it's blocked by a whole bunch of other
dumb shit. Like, what are you?
Dumb shit that you say, like,
man.
You taking money out of my kids' mouths, and I'm like, bro, you're rich.
Nigga,
shut up.
Nobody's gonna stop.
Nobody is gonna stop your kids from eating.
Nobody's gonna.
Nigga, you could like die,
and your family would be.
Your kids
fine.
Are still gonna be very good.
I think the funniest shit he said, met with Trav at my crib this morning. We expressed ourselves. It's all love.
Yeah, and then
why do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he like tells.
My nigga, did you
everything.
Just hear Sicko Mode today?
Yeah.
Right. Play.
Yeah, the song been out for a minute now.
That's
man.
The last time he gonna say checks over stripes.
I'm like, yo, Kanye, who the fuck do you think you are?
Like, did this shit been out? Like, did you just hear that shit?
It's been out.
He said, did he say checks over, nigga? What?
Yeah.
But I'm stripes.
Hey, like the song's been out for mad long. Like, hey,
wait a minute. Imagine him in the room. Checks over stripes. That's what I.
Wow. Like, after his 100th listen.
call Travis.
Hey, wait a minute.
Kylie? Babe, get Kylie on the phone. Get Travis in here now. I want to talk to him. But like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, I get that Travis is signed to him, but at the same time, nigga, it's like
Travis clearly doesn't really fuck with you all the way either.
Clearly,
because he let
clearly there's a discrepancy here.
There's something going on because he let him get that off and he put it out anyway, and he got stop trying to be God, which is clearly about you, my nigga. So he gotta like the only nigga that really be sticking by him is Pusha T. Is like. It's really bad when you like it's your man and he looks crazy and you can't do shit about it.
Yeah,
that's what he is, and it's then he's like, "Yeah, are you scared of Drake?
Terrified?
Why are you scared of this nigga?
Kanye,
why are you scared? Like
Kanye seems like he's afraid of a lot of things.
That's what frustrates me more. I don't know if he's scared of him like career wise or physically." Intimidated by the presence of Aubrey Graham.
I think it's the career, bro. Because Kanye ain't that nigga no more.
Yeah.
You're not on top.
You're not.
You're just not on top no more.
Yeah, when he said that, yo, he couldn't focus because Drake moved to Calabasas when he was already in Calabasas, I looked at this man like, yo, this can't be my goat.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, look at this nigga. It's like an elephant really being afraid of a mouse. Look at this nigga. Why are you afraid of him? Look at him. Look at his soulful, light-skinned eyes.
Yeah.
Yo. You could punch him in the face and he would turn into Jell-O.
Turn into a Care Bear.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Motherfucker, looks like a chihuahua.
It's looking like it really is a mental illness because Kanye just is like off the rails, and Kim is just like scratching and surviving to defend this nigga. I don't know. It's just question marks, man. It's an odd family.
Y'all seen when he was running out?
The TMZ reporter tried to interview him. The nigga like took off sprinting
for whatever reason.
That was weird.
He's just not.
I don't know, man. It's like he's seen some shit that he wasn't supposed to see. And he ain't been right since.
Word. I think he saw where like the real Illuminati.
Yeah, like, and he like got out somehow.
Yeah, like, yeah, he just slipped away.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of seeing some shit you shouldn't have seen. Have either one of y'all seen Sorry to Bother You, movie?
No,
nigga, the movie with the dude from Atlanta.
No,
the show Atlanta. What's the nigga that plays Darius?
Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, Lakeith Stanfield. So this movie, Let me break this down real quick. I have to talk about this.
When I saw the trailer, I looked at it. I was like, this is
dog. First of all, starts off as the Lakeith is a telemarketer, right?
Okay.
And yeah, and he's trying to work his way up. So like to this thing called Power Caller. And he works his way up, and he's getting all these phone calls, and he's doing really good, and he gets moved up, right? And Power Caller is basically where they move, like, they sell slaves, like, human slave, like, basically a slave trafficking. Like, they sell slavery or whatever. And, like, it's crazy. You gotta see the movie. Like, so he finally gets a chance to, like, meet, like, the CEO of the company, and he's like, well, yeah, you did such a good job. We want you to, basically like move up to like management, or you got like a promotion for like $100 million. And then as part of the promotion, they were turning people into like half humans, half horses, because they worked harder. Like, this is an actual movie. Like, it was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Like, it was so dumb. If you've seen this movie, please tell us about it, or please tell us about your experience, because I was dumbfounded. I cannot believe I sat there and watched the movie. And at the end, like, I don't want to spoil it, but I guess I could. It's just...
He got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
93%?
No.
She got negative 93. That was the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life.
7 out of 10,
maybe. What the fuck? Oh, nigga, that shit was poop. That shit was dumb as hell.
White guilt is amazing. Nigga make shitty movies like that pop. But, that just makes you ask this question, like, what's the worst movie y'all ever seen?
That one.
That one.
That was it.
There was this movie, right? It was about, okay, it was a mother, it was two wives, and they were having sex with each other's sons.
What?
It was some shit where, like, the wives were having affairs with each other. So the sons were friends, and he was like, so, for example, he'd be like, yo, man, fuck you, bro. I'm about to fuck your mom. And then the other guy be like, man, I'm about to fuck your mom, too. And they'd have, like, relationships with each other's moms.
That was just what the really fuck? Weird.
Yeah.
It was some crazy shit.
Was that on Pornhub, nigga?
Downs is some freak shit.
This nigga watching Pornhub movies?
That shit was on Netflix. And, oh, like, hell some...
Not my Netflix.
Yeah, what the...
That shit was weird. I don't know why the fuck I kept watching it. Like, they literally, like... They were having, like, the fathers didn't know either until, like,
these bitches were married?
Yeah, they were married like, divorced their husbands and to have affairs with each other's son and shit like that. And then one of them got a girlfriend, started his whole life, and he was like, I can't take it anymore. I want to go back to you. Broke up with her and then went back to fucking the other niggas. Mom, like, imagine... Like,
what the fuck, bro?
Mom
what?
Had some good ass pussy.
Yeah, right? What?
I gotta find the name
with that. Yeah, find that so you can share it with the world.
Well, the worst movie I ever seen was Dragon Ball Evolution. And it's a live action movie.
Oh, that shit trash.
Oh my god. It's basically a live action, like, storytelling of Dragon Ball Z. Nigga, is the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. It was a horrendous pile of doo doo. The nigga, first of all, everybody knows Dragon Ball Z for the most part. Even if you don't watch anime, you know how it's supposed to go. Nigga, I watched an hour and a half of this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one Kamehameha in the whole movie. It wasn't until the very end.
Wow.
Goku, the best fighter in the world, high school teen boy, played by a white boy. One of the many problems.
Yeah.
The fighting was bad. The special effect, everything was bad. It was just one of the worst movies, and it was just horrible.
I found it. It's called Lador.
Lador?
Ador.
Ador?
Yeah.
Well, okay. If you want to watch the fetish porn that Dalvin's into,
yeah,
you could watch Ador on Netflix, apparently.
She got a 32% on Rotten Tomatoes, my nigga. The fuck are you watching?
It was
got a 98% on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Two sons destroy.
Yeah, like two sons destroy each other's moms.
Destroy each other's moms, pussies. All right.
A pair of childhood friends and neighbors fall for each other's sons. Yeah, that shit was the weirdest shit I've ever
Yeah, I'm good off that.
That's wild.
It was disgusting. I could have threw up, like, funny times watching that shit. It was some Australian French movie because I was studying abroad and these girls was like, "Hey, let's watch this." I'm like, "All right, I don't want to impress these hoes, so I'm going to."
So you watched some bullshit.
I watched some bullshit.
Well, shout out to you for doing anything for the pussy.
Hey man, I watched some bullshit for the butt. I've sitting through a lot of, you know, Kevin Hart specials that I've seen over and over again.
I just watched some of his shit. Them shits look funny, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I always use that, like, as background noise, like, yeah, before I, like, start kissing on the neck and keep it moving.
3 minutes in?
Yeah, like, he barely got his first joke off. I said, bitch, I'm trying to get off. Anything we got else, Elsie? Oh, see, I know what we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're already talking about movies, y'all seen the trailer for the Avengers movie, right?
That shit about to be fire.
Yeah?
I can't wait, yeah. I'm excited. Ant-Man gonna do his thing.
So, is this gonna... Okay, I have a few problems with that.
What?
Niggas
don't like Ant-Man?
No.
The last movie's top five.
What?
No.
What did Ant-Man
do? No.
Nigga, what did Ant-Man do to you?
I have a question. Well, I'll get to that. Okay. My problems with that in a second. So I have a quick question though. Is this Avengers movie going to be the last of the Avengers movies? It's called Endgame.
No idea.
It's like, is that the end of like that Avengers, like, or is it just the end of the Infinity War story arc?
I think the end of the Infinity Wars, because that's like to the original comic book shit.
Right.
That's like one of the name of the comics. I think
it is one of the name of the comics, and I actually was looking it up, and I was like, "Yo, there's still a lot to go down."
Yeah.
The movie doesn't cover enough of
what. Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
the
like,
comic, yeah, the comics are really.
I'm
in depth.
Like, yo, really, that first movie only covered like maybe the first two comics in like a 6-comic series.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, how are they gonna?
They can,
you know that shit.
Well, obviously
they're probably gonna cut out a lot.
Or this just isn't the end. It's just called Endgame, and then there's gonna be like a trailer or something at the end. I'm like, oh shit, this is it's not over.
Yeah.
You know how they do.
You know exactly how they fucking.
It's gonna be good though. I can't wait. Obviously, Captain Marvel's gonna do her thing. You know what?
What? I know.
I don't like the way you look just now. You're not old Captain Marvel either.
I don't know nothing about.
What the fuck do you think's gonna happen, Mike?
I don't know. Like, I'm gonna blame this on maybe. Let me preface all this by saying I am literally just now getting into like the Avengers phenomenon and the American Marvel Universe phenomenon comic era thing. I am literally just now this month getting into it. Like. As far as the comics, the movies, actually caring about the characters, literally just doing it this month.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, all my life, I've been an anime nigga.
Yeah.
And I've always thought and still think that anime, like comics and anime, is just better than this American shit. But I'm starting to find the worth in American comics. But the problem I'm seeing that I'm having with like especially the Marvel universe is there's like no like scale of
what strength
of power who's powerful up to a certain level it can challenge this person.
Well, I mean
this I struggle with this.
Well, we saw how strong Thanos is.
So
see how strong Thor is.
I observed how strong Thanos is, right? Yeah. Snap the finger, half of all these niggas that we love so dearly gone. And if
most of them are black, but that's besides the
sure,
point.
Sure, yeah. And it's only because he wanted half.
Yeah,
that's the only reason it wasn't 100%.
Yeah,
because he was fixed. He said only said I just want 50%. So if he said I wanted all these niggas gone, all them niggas would be gone.
Yeah.
And not just the niggas around him, niggas that are in different galaxies and planets far away.
He ended the universe.
He ended
half the universe.
He ended half of the universe.
Well, you gotta understand, it was only because of the Infinity Stones. It wasn't just him.
Sure, but he got it. He has them.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. It's pretty much damn near impossible to get them off now.
Yeah, you might even say spoiler alert for niggas when you see the movie.
Nigga, you ain't seen
if
it.
If you
now,
ain't seen it by now, you just need to get the fuck out of here.
I seen it.
I'm just fuck him.
Yeah, you'll be alright. Yeah, yeah.
Seen it. I mean, that's fuck your off. Damn fault.
Yeah, you have no plans on seeing it.
But even if you haven't seen, you kind of know.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. All the memes.
You know, This movie came out in March, right?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Christmas is next week.
Yeah.
If you ain't seen this shit, I don't know. It's literally about to be on Netflix on Christmas. That's what I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it again.
That's what I'm gonna see it again. I'm gonna see it the second time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see it on Netflix when it comes out on the 25th.
But.
So hold on. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
So, the universe gone. Half universe gone. Snap of the finger. You expect me to believe that Thor couldn't beat this nigga? The combined strength have you.
God.
Hold on. The combined strength of a god, Thor, Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Hulk. Who else? Black Panther. Hawkeye. All them niggas. You think Ant-Man's gonna come in and save the day? Ant-Man and Captain Marvel.
Nigga, first of all.
That's what we were missing.
First of all.
Them two.
Captain Marvel can time travel, my nigga.
Oh, she can do one of Thanos' five powers, nigga?
Nigga.
Phenomenal. You know what Thanos can do? I cut all that shit off. Bitch, time is frozen. Where you going, ho?
Listen. Well, we don't even know if the Infinity Stones still work after he was done. Maybe the thing could have broke. We don't know, nigga.
I don't know. Nigga, it ain't a phone charger. They don't just lose charge, nigga. These things, it's called Infinity Stones.
Nigga, I don't.
Them shits work forever. They don't just work till 20% sometimes, Stones. Them shits are active.
Anybody got an Infinity Stone charger in this bitch? Never mind. I forgot I killed half of everybody.
Yeah. Anybody got Infinity Gauntlet charger? Yeah. Huh? No, that's not it. That's the old one. I need the new Infinity Gauntlet charger.
Nah, that's the wide one. I need the thin one.
The thin one?
Man, what the fuck?
The thin USB. Listen, Infinity Jones.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that it's going to be all right.
I hope they make a tribute to Stan Lee.
Oh, they will.
Oh, that's done.
There's going to be Easter eggs all over the place.
So, but I'm trying to, I really don't understand. Like, so that's what I'm saying. I have an issue with this balance of power. How are they going to win? It makes no sense that they can win. It doesn't, it can't.
Wait, did they get that nigga, Doctor Strange up out of here too? Did he die?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Doctor Strange is up out of here
that's
too.
Like, that's one of the main niggas that could have probably.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you see in the trailer, Iron Man starts out in like the middle of the universe somewhere in like a little.
He's trapped. Spaceship. He's stuck in the flow of
space. And he had like a couple hours of oxygen left.
In the infinite expanse of space, and the only niggas that can find him are fairy dust now. How are we saving this nigga?
Listen.
Now look, I will concede if they add in new characters. Which are powerful enough to kind of look. I read the comic.
Yeah, I read it too.
Like I'm listening to. Thanos was a problem for like the biggest niggas in the universe.
The gods, like the giants,
like the Celestials, like Galactus and them niggas. It's literally a person called Eternity, which is the living embodiment of eternity and time and space. Thanos washed that nigga. It was literally, it's two people in that universe that could beat him. One chose not to fight, which is the Living Tribunal, and some other nigga. Ant-Man ain't about to do shit.
That nigga stuck in the, wasn't he stuck in that multiverse shit in the end? Cause I watched the new Ant-Man.
Well, yeah, but if I forget where he was, but if you watch the new Avengers trailer, he just pops up at somebody's front door.
Yeah, he just pops up like, "Yep, I'm ready for my. I got my
Thanos. Obviously, though,
got my Thanos kicking gloves on.
My Thanos gloves on.
Yeah, let's go. I got my Thanos kicking shoes on.
That's a wrong nigga. They could have picked anybody else.
I don't know. They could have worked the server. I don't know. I question.
I wonder what black superheroes they're gonna bring into the mix since they got everyone
else. The fuck up out of here. I listen.
Who knows?
I don't know. They're gonna make something up, yeah, nigga man.
Nigga man.
Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do, but
right. No,
ooh, listen, man. Endgame, April, right? April 2019. It's gonna be lit. April.
That's right around the corner.
Right, it'll be here before we fucking know it. What else I want to end on?
You said sports, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna make this quick. Sixers. Mm. Y'all balling. Do your thing. Y'all just lost by 30 to the Spurs. Not happy about that. We need a bench, bro.
We do.
Them niggas need.
We do.
We need a bench.
We do. Markel being out definitely so takes bad. A toll on us. So.
Cause like not none of them niggas on it is athletic. Like not one. Dalvin, what's your team?
Man, I was foul sports. I'm trash.
You must be a Knicks fan.
yeah, you're definitely a Knicks fan well, for
he's,
that.
He's giving up hope. I don't blame you. Football, Eagles. I mean, we beat the Rams. That's cool.
I'm definitely not talking about football. I'm trash.
Yeah, you definitely a Knicks fan and a Giants fan. Sheesh.
I ain't no Knicks fan.
Yeah, all right.
Y'all got Saquon still and Odell.
Yeah,
y'all
be happy.
Need to literally just.
But I heard y'all say that y'all gonna keep Eli.
And so. If y'all do.
Nah, they said the head coach said that.
Yeah, they said he's playing his way onto the roster next year.
Playing,
that nigga need a... Yeah. And if y'all do that, I delicious. I hope they do that. I guess, you know, I just have a message to all the niggas that's saying Nick Foles should be is better than Carson Wentz. Stop being stupid. Just stop.
What, that Foles, that we should trade Wentz?
Yeah, yo, people are actually saying that.
You know what's crazy? I'll admit, I thought about it, but then I also had to remember that Wentz just hasn't been 100%. And he's hurt.
And they literally
It's easy to think that because whenever Foles comes in, it seems like he plays so well. It's like, damn, like.
Let's look obviously, at all the things.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, first of all, he's dealing with two injuries. Back, and he's just coming off of ACL. That's number one. Number two, when Nick Foles came in, they literally call plays different for this nigga.
They do.
They call different plays. They take shots down. Like, they do that.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they do everything different.
It's a different quarterback. It's a different style. He's going to be in the pocket.
But, I mean, if they just do this simplified, better, like, more well-rounded playbook for him, then you'll be more successful. But because Carson Wentz is so talented, they'll be like, oh, let's just open it up, even if we just got to rely on Carson's arm to do something.
Yeah.
Or like, he'll just make something happen. You know what I mean? And then the defense just got a battery in his back all of a sudden. They played really well against the Rams.
Yeah.
Like,
they did.
Todd Gurley only had like 50 rushing yards. I mean,
because they knew it was do or die.
Yeah.
It's make or break. If we lose to the Rams, we're done. We're done for real. Like, at least try and put some of the destiny in our own hands.
Do you think we're making the playoffs?
I wouldn't be surprised if we do. Because it's looking like the Cowboys are kind of fucking it up right now. We have to beat the Texans, and then we have to beat the Redskins, right?
Yeah. I see us. We could win.
We could win both of those games.
I wouldn't be surprised if we fuck around and make the playoffs. Just to, like, keep this lingering for no reason. Even though I know we have no shot of getting to the Super Bowl. But just to, like, we're going to linger on a little more just because.
Yeah.
You know, just because. Why not take you through the emotions for no reason? But, yeah. If you think we should get rid of Carson Wentz or you think Foles is the better option or a better QB, I need you to put down the heroin needle. I need you to unwrap your arm, loosen your veins up, go outside, and enjoy the fresh air and enjoy sobriety, because the drugs are not helping you. Understand? Do better. And may the Lord bless your weary soul.
That's just not. When I did think about it, but I guess it's not, you know, it's not realistic. The only thing I was thinking, I was like, oh, well, what if we got a cornerback out of it? But it's like,
Nigga, I need to get a cornerback and a nice running back to even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, say you were to trade him to Jaguars. I need Jalen Ramsey and Fournette to even think about giving you Wentz.
Yeah.
I need them both.
That's what
maybe a pick.
I was
on
talking
top
about
of
that
it.
With my boy. He was like, yo, you know, the only trade that really makes sense is Jalen Ramsey and whatever else they give. That's it.
I need Jalen Ramsey, Fournette, and a pick. And then
you can have
the talks can start.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't have anything else. You have anything else?
No, I think I'm good, bro.
Nothing? All right. Well, thanks for, you know, it's been another week. Oh, thank you, Dow, for coming through. Yeah, you know, for fucking with us one time.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
3 hours to get it. It's like going to South Africa.
Yeah, I love
South Africa.
I love when North Jersey niggas have to drive further than 5 minutes around the corner to the poppy store.
Yeah.
They act like they're taking an expedition voyage.
That'd be taking all the energy out of it.
Yo, I gotta go past Union on the turnpike.
What the fuck, nigga?
Am I gonna make it back home? Yo!
That's facts, yo.
Nigga, once y'all hit New Brunswick, it's like,
yo, what the fuck?
Am I in Iraq?
Nigga, there's houses.
Yo, it's house properties. What's going on?
The fuck is this?
Yo. There's not corner stores with a griddle in the back?
No, there's not.
This is crazy.
There is not.
No.
We don't have
that. That's a separate place.
Yes, it is.
That's called a diner.
Yeah.
But
we appreciate you.
Appreciate you coming through one time, man. You know, and we always thank y'all for listening,
yeah,
and messing and fucking with us and listening to us and showing us love.
Yep.
Be on the lookout because we do. I've been saying it, but I'm really meaning it now. Like, by the end of this year, it's already 18th of December.
Yeah.
By the end of the year, we will have a website up.
Yep, Tings.
And we will have a merch store up.
Big Tings. You know what I'm
saying? Big Tune, Big Tings, man.
Big Fram Ting, Fram Ting.
Trust me, daddy. We got Big Tings happening on the internet now, mom.
In it, bruv.
Huh?
You get me.
You get me, fam. That can't run, fam. We got a lot of things popping up, man. By the end of the year, we're going to have that going. And then we're trying to really start off 2019 super duper strong.
Yeah.
And super duper long. Like Prince Yahshua. You don't get the reference? Google him. Have a good time. It's Big Mike.
It's Prince Joshua.
Nigga, it's Jovan Jordan. I can name porno names all day.
I can't do that.
You can't run with me, fam.
I know I can't run with you, fam.
You can't run with me on the ding-a-ling name, fam. I'll give you three more just because.
I think I know Rico Strong.
Rico Strong.
And
Mr. Marcus.
Okay, that's
Nathan,
a legend.
Nathan Threat.
Never heard of him.
What
else you got?
What's my man's name? Nate? No, what's his name? Deep? No. What's his name?
Shorty? Yeah, Shorty.
Shorty Mac, the
Shorty
legend.
Mac, the legend.
What's my man? Rock the Icon.
Who the fuck is that?
Shout out Wesley Pipes.
Okay, I heard of Wesley Pipes.
Shout out Rob Pipes.
There's a Rob Pipes?
Yeah. Robert Piper. Robert Piper. You know me, bruv.
You know me, bruv.
shout out to...
Does Brian Pumper still count?
Nat Turner. Brian Pumper.
Nat Turner.
Who Nat Turner. Actually,
there's a nigga who named himself after us.
Not Nat Turner. Nat Turner.
Very fire. That is so ignorant.
Shout out to... I said Jovan Jordan. I said... what's the nigga? The one nigga with the freaky hip move. what's his name? Oh, shout out to my favorite amateur porn star at the moment, Miss Natural. Miss Natural is fire.
Miss Natural?
Google Miss Natural, the both of you. And you can I'll say thank you to your meats for me and just you're welcome to your meats, okay? All you out there, Google Miss Natural.
M-I-S-S?
M-Z-M-S.
Oh, yeah, I should have
Natural.
Known.
She's a light-skinned girl with a lisp, and she'll steal your heart and steal your meat. Nah, it's going to bother me if I can't find this nigga. God.
Natural? Is this her?
Let me see. Yes.
I think I've seen her before.
Yes, but I usually see her with a dusty ponytail.
And a dick in her mouth. Hey!
But, yes. I'm not, you know what? I think I'm going to give porno recommendations at the end of... I think I'm gonna give it. You know what we should do? In the episode notes, we should just put a link to our favorite porno scenes of the week. I think we might do that. Anyway, you already know. Big Mike.
LZ.
Shout out to everybody that be listening. Make sure you follow us on social media at NTS Pod on Twitter, at Not That Serious Pod on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? DJ ELZEE on Twitter and Instagram for my man LZ at MikeLowKey, Mike Low Key on Twitter and Instagram for your boy. Dal, where can they find you?
At Dalvin Digital Design on Instagram. You can follow my personal one if you want, official Dalvin J. You feel me?
You can't do that.
That you can't do it.
You really can't do it.
It's really
what
bad.
What the fuck is that?
Come on, man.
I think it's a Haitian thing.
This nigga's a
group. That nigga
sound
like
corduroy.
Yeah, nigga sounded like a chirp.
Nigga said it sounded like corduroy. Like,
where you at, nigga? But you already know. Catch us next time. Appreciate you. Make sure you listen, like, rate, subscribe, share us, tell a friend, and tell that friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? We'll be back next week or whenever we find out, because we love you. But we love you from a distance.
Yeah.
Like your dad that you never see. All right. Peace. No. Nobody, no one up for the deadbeat dads? No.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
Hey, man, listen. You're not going to make it unless we touch the people where it hurts. You got to make them feel something. You got to make them feel it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Peace.